Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim. Happy Halloween. Tim, have you tried on your unicorn outfit yet?
Yes, sir. I even got a picture that I'm ready to upload. I'm just frustrated because I didn't get to wear it anywhere.
Why didn't you get to wear it?
Well, like this past Saturday, we were supposed to go to this Haunted Halls thing and they canceled that. And then we were supposed to go to this other event and they canceled that. And it's a little cold here and I don't want to take Layla out, so we canceled trick-or-treating. It's just a sad day. But whenever we put the costumes on to take the pictures and stuff, Layla was having such a good time, it made my day.
Why didn't you get Captain a unicorn outfit?
Man, we thought about it when it was way too late.
He just put a little horn on his head.
See, man, I'm not that creative. I should have thought of that.
Well, if you're... Wow. If you're new to the Positive Truth, we're all about bringing that uplifting and positive news, stopping the fear, stopping the hatred, bringing communities together. If you want to support the podcast, leave us a 5-star review, tell a friend, like, share, subscribe. Follow us on all our social medias where you can see Tim's beautiful face on our Instagram.
And JP's. And JP's.
Mine as well on our Instagram and our YouTube. We also have a Twitter and a Facebook page where we post positive news stories Tuesday through Saturday and our videos on Monday. And we got a classic coming up for you. Classic episode of 6 Positive News Stories. Tim, do you want to start off?
Yes, sir, man. So congratulations to the Boston Red Sox. They just won the World Series. It's a baseball team, JP. I know you and baseball probably don't go together. But a man by the name of Mookie Betts. He plays for the Boston Red Sox, and he celebrated his victory in Game 2 of the 2018 World Series on Wednesday night by providing meals for the homeless. Now, mind you, this man makes millions. Baseball is like the highest paid sport out there, I think, next to soccer, European soccer. And this man just made an X amount of money. Let's just say it's in the millions for a playoff game that he just won. And after the game ended, he was spotted providing warm meals to Boston's homeless community gathered outside of the Boston Public Library. The coolest thing about this whole entire story, there's actually a video to prove it. I'm going to share it to our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. I wanted to share it with everybody here on air now because this man just won a World Series. He should have been in bed getting ready for the next game because, you know, baseball, they play back-to-back nights all the time. He should have been chilling, like, resting, trying to win a championship. And this man decided after the game, instead of going home to get rest, he wanted to go out and give meals to the homeless. I thought it was beautiful. I think it's awesome. And shout out to Mookie because he's a beast.
I mean, that is resting, Tim. That's you just resting, reviving your spirit, your mental energy, man. That's the best, giving back.
I like what you did there.
I appreciate that, Tim. So,
what do you got for us, JP?
My first positive news story is probably, you know, top 5 favorite I've ever done here all time.
Wait a minute. Everybody stop what you're doing. Unless you're driving, keep doing that. And let's hear this, JP.
So there's an Indian man. His name's Jadiv Penying. I probably butchered it, but it's okay. He's from a little known northeast region of India. Basically, he was born in 1963. And as a boy, he was like born basically in a forest. But as he got older, people came in, started harvesting it, and it became a barren wasteland by 1979. So he was like, I don't like this. So he made a personal pact to himself. He said, I'm going to walk 2 miles from my vegetable farm and revive the ecosystem here. So what he did every day since 1979 was he would take a tree he would buy, walk 2 miles, plant a tree in the barren wasteland, and then walk back. So it's been 39 years, Tim. And in the 39 years, the place is a forest now. The whole ecosystem is better than ever. It's all because of this one guy right here. It went from, I mean, complete barren wasteland to they got 150 elephants in there now. Tigers, bears, everything. He basically revitalized the whole forest, one tree at a time, for 39 years of hard work.
Dude, that's amazing. Like, we're talking about everybody planting trees and stuff now, and this dude is like, man, that's amazing. What is his name?
It's Jadiv Penying.
Again. And how old is he now?
He was born in 63, so he's like 50-something.
Is that 50-something? I don't know. My math is terrible. But, man, that's dude, that's awesome. For 30-something years to be dedicated to something like that, that's incredible.
He is 55. So basically, since he was 17, he's been doing this. And so he started planting trees, and then he would go in and water them each day. And then the trees led to grass. The grass led to animals coming in, which helped further fertilize. And it just continued. It was just a cycle. But if you think about how many trees that is, Tim, I did the math here. This man planted over 14,000 trees. It's just incredible, man. Because we always talk about on this podcast, like, daily doing something positive, staying committed, just keeping it up, small task. And all those little small things end up changing the world. And that's why it never gets talked about in the news, because all the good things that happen in our lives are just a lot of small tasks that lead into one great thing, and we just take it for granted. But that's just incredible, man.
And I agree to the fullest extent.
So shout out to him. Definitely candidate for Positive Truth Person of the Year, or the Century, however you want to look at it.
I see what you did there, too.
What do you got, Tim?
Oh, man. I know we're all about community here at the Positive Truth, and I actually have a story about a community coming together to help out a woman in Richmond, Virginia. So for months, Teresa Steele, she's been living without any air conditioning or heat. After someone stole the copper from her property and broke her AC unit. She called the insurance company. They basically said they can't cover it. So for the past few months, she's been struggling without heat and air. It was supposed to cost around $6,000 to fix it. And she just doesn't have that. Even if she worked another job, she couldn't afford it because she has kids and bills. And she was just tired and didn't know what to do. So she called her local news station, CBS 6 Problem Solvers, for help. And basically, after the local news station, they aired her story, her phone just wouldn't stop ringing. She basically started crying when River City Heating called her. The owner, Bobby Robinson, basically showed up to her house. They fixed her AC unit for free, and just basically told her to help somebody else, you know, pay it forward. I thought this was super awesome because how many times have, like, we've heard somebody talk to us about something negative that was going on in their life? And the fact that there's not always an end to the story where somebody comes up and helps them. But whenever we have something like this, where it was probably a hot summer in Virginia, I wouldn't know, I've never been. But the fact that you're going throughout the whole summer without an air conditioning because somebody wanted to steal the copper and sell it for a few dollars, even though it cost $6,000 to fix the AC unit, is ridiculous. I just think it's amazing the community came together. They helped her out, and no charge at all whatsoever. Didn't give her a discount, man. They did this for free. This man lost money.
You say she called the TV station. What was that called?
CBS 6 Problem Solver.
That sounds like some superhero type stuff. Can we, like, sign up for that job? Can we be the Positive Truth Problem Solvers in Oklahoma City?
That'd be dope, man. They actually have that here in Oklahoma. They have, I don't know if it's called Problem Solver, but it's basically people exposing, like, businesses whenever they're taking advantage of customers and stuff. But that would be a pretty cool job for us, man. Let's go ahead and save the world one AC unit at a time.
That's all I'm talking about, Tim.
What do you got for us?
We're at the midway point of the podcast.
Aha, touche.
So we like to take our little audio meditation where we take a little second and we think about one thing we're grateful for each. and the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. So me and Tim talked about one thing we're grateful for. We encourage you to do it as well. Guarantee you'll make your day so much better. Tim, what are you grateful for?
I am grateful for children, not just my own, but children all around. Halloween is like the beginning of my favorite time of the year, which is October through February. basically, man, these kids, like, I see these kids doing so many positive things, reading stories online even about kids in costumes. Just, there's so many great things that these kids do out there in the world, and they don't get enough credit. I know we give them a lot of credit here on The Positive Truth, but I actually had a conversation at Golden Corral while I was working. This little boy, he boxes, right? He's been coming in with his dad for years, and I've got to serve on him the last couple of years, so I get to know them. And this kid was just telling me how there was another kid that was crying at this boxing match, and he didn't know what was going on, so he went over to help him. And I asked him, you know, were you scared? And he was like, no, I was just trying to make sure he was okay. And that's awesome, man. And it just made me feel good. This little kid's only 8 years old, and the fact that he was helping out a younger kid who was about 3 or 4 years old, it just made me think, like, man, these kids look after themselves. They don't care, you know, who they are, what their background is. They don't think about anything. If they see somebody and help, they do what they can. And it just reminded me how awesome kids are. And yeah, I wanted to share that on the podcast.
See, Tim, with the positive news stories that we weren't even prepared for.
Real life, man. There's positivity everywhere. We just got to open up our eyes and see it.
Absolutely. See, that should be your quote at the end of the podcast.
I won't remember that, man.
I'll try to remember it for you, but I can't make any guarantees.
What do you got for us? Why are you, what are you grateful for, sir?
I can't even remember because that one was so positive. I had like two really good ones set out, but that is a great story about the kids, Tim. I'm grateful for books. I'm reading like 4 in a row. Oh, 4 at the same time right now. One's 2 are great. Yeah, I just started another one.
You're reading 4 books?
At the same, I mean, yeah. I always read multiple books at the same time.
Impressive.
It's kind of like watching 4 TV shows that are simultaneously airing. It's not that difficult.
That's difficult too. What are you talking about?
I actually wouldn't know because I'll do that. But anyway, it's just so much knowledge at our fingertips. I just like to appreciate that. So yeah, I'm grateful for books. I'm also grateful for, since you were talking about the youth, I wasn't going to talk about this one, but now I got to talk about it. Did you hear about the Jimmy John's driver?
Yeah, I did actually, man. That I didn't read the whole story, but didn't he like answer the wrong number or something? End up like, I don't know exactly what happened. He saved somebody's life, right?
Yes. Exactly, Tim. So why are you not talking about this?
I don't know the whole story, man. I like, it was a couple days ago that I was actually reading this. It just popped in my head because you said Jimmy John's.
Never actually been to Jimmy John's, but there's a man named Greg Holman, 48, out of the hospital with a risky surgery. And basically, he was an Army veteran living on disability in Columbus, Nebraska. He believed he couldn't afford rights to the hospital because basically, his spinal fusion was oozing blood and pus, and his left leg had gone numb. Not a good situation.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too happy.
So, basically, young man, well, Greg, called what he thought was his VA insurance. But he didn't do that. He called Jimmy John's. And Jimmy John's heard the whole story. A man named Jason Voss, he was like, this is Jimmy John's, man. That's the exact quote out of this article. I think it's great. And he was like, you mean Jimmy John's, like the food place? And he's like, yeah, he called the restaurant. So Jason was like, you know what? I'm going to come help you. So he got in his car, went and picked him up, and then drove him to the hospital. He was like, yeah, this is way more important than delivering sandwiches. Ended up saving the dude's life. All because teenager was just doing an awesome thing. He was just like, hey, man, I was just doing the right thing. That's what I would want someone to do to me. So shout out to Jason Voss. Great story.
Heck yeah, man. That is a great story. I don't know why I didn't bring that up on you. See, my memory. I don't even remember the quote I said earlier, but it's all good.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, my last story I just exited out of, so I'm going to say another one. It's actually about a golden retriever who actually saved a woman from a rattlesnake and is getting recognized. So at just 6 months old, Todd is the puppy's name, put himself between the owner, Paula Godwin, and a sprayed speckled gray and white rattlesnake while on a walk near their home in Arizona. Todd was bitten and spent 12 hours in the animal hospital before being released. Godwin posted the story of Todd's heroic act on social media. Of course, it went viral because everybody loves a good dog story. And Milkbone, which is actually it's like a dog treat brand, they took notice to the story and sent Todd a care package of treats while he recovered. Earlier this week, Milkbone named Todd their Dog of the Year at the 8th Annual Streamy Awards. I actually have a cool video of it here, so I'll share it to the Facebook page so you guys can check that out.
Dog of the Year coming after Positive Truth Person of the Year as well.
I know, man. We got to add a new category to the Positive Truth Person of the Year. We got to have a Positive Truth Dog of the Year. Todd is definitely up for the running.
Well, I'm going to let you handle that category, Tim, because I could never find the dog stories. Just saying.
All right, got you.
I do have a story about a very positive person. His name's Albert Lexley. He died this past weekend of an undisclosed heart condition, but we're focusing on the positive things he did in his life. He would go up to a children's hospital of Pittsburgh, and for 30 years, twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday, before the sun came up, he would catch multiple buses for an hour and a half trek from his home in Monson to Pittsburgh to get to work with what he called Albert's Kids. So from 1982 to 2013, he polished the shoes of doctors, executives, and staff members in the building, charging anywhere from $2 to $5, all while making small but constant donations to his favorite cause. Over that 30 years, the contributions added up. He raised over $200,000 for the Free Care Fund, which provides a financial assistance to underinsured children. And he was doing it just basically for the kids. It's the only reason he did it. He was just like, this is my passion. I just want to do this twice a week. I just want to do what I can to help out. It's an absolutely awesome positive news story. It's similar to the one I talked about earlier about the guy just planting a tree each day. I mean, that's what the positive truth's all about. Just doing small, constant good things to make the world such a better place. Shout out to Albert Lexley. Did a great job, sir.
Well said, JP. I have nothing to add.
Do you have an actual quote since we're at the end?
I do, sir. Each of us has fire in our hearts for something. It's our goal in life to find it and keep it lit. Mary Lou Retton.
Well, hopefully the fire in your heart is this positivity that we're spreading here. Make sure to like, share, tell a friend. We'll be back on Friday with more positive news. Happy Halloween, if you're into that. Because I'm not.
I definitely am.
I just don't like candy like that. It's just me. Anyway. We're out.
Stay positive.